But we're back with another episode. Turning ghost again. Third time CEO, founder of his own brand. It's Boofy. How are you doing?
How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm good.
I don't do the titles, but I did. Yeah, GBB. Yes, that is the brand.
Bro, and it's very convenient today because this episode is actually sponsored.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, it's sponsored? Okay,
bro. Sponsored by GBB.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I thought you were about to get paid. I'm like, I can't pay you yet.
Hell no. Nah, but this episode is brought to you by GBB. You now have five hats? Five hats, right? How many?
Out right now?
Yes. Or how many have you released to date?
Yeah, five and two coming out in 2 weeks.
Sponsored by GBB. Five hats available, two more on the way. DM it, promo code Swike, you might get a free patch. No guarantees.
Yeah, I got you. I got my patches at the crib.
There you go, you heard it. DM him Swike, when you order it, you get a free patch.
Yeah. Boom, there you go.
Alright, but I actually wanted to talk to you today because I'm actually interested in your story because I don't even actually know the actual like full story behind it about GBB. I've seen it kind of grow through social media and just seen the evolution and everything you've, like all the steps you've done along the way and just growing it. And like, and to me, I'm just like, this is very interesting because I've known you personally. So I'm just like, I like to see, like, I'm glad seeing you do shit like this. Like, I like to see it. I'm just like, damn. Right. It's worth something dope coming out the city from someone who's actually from it. Like, supporting locals. Like, doing all this shit. But when did the idea of GBB come to mind for you? Like, when is the inception of it?
When did I coin the term, essentially?
Yeah, like, how'd you coin the term? Like, where did the idea of creating GBB and making it into, like, a brand, like, come about?
Well, I always, like, was wearing fitted. Damn. I was always wearing fitteds and shit like that. Especially, like, gray brims. So, like, I don't know. Like, I was just like, yo, gray brim boys, fuck it. Like, it was just, like, some shit I used to say. And then, eventually, I was just like, nah, this shit's fire. Like, nah, we actually, Graybrim boys, like, nah, we actually repping this Graybrim boys, GBB. Because, like, you know, like, 2010 to, like, 2014, that was, like, major snapback era. And I was never into the snapbacks. I couldn't wear them. Like, my head is too small. I didn't like it. So I would always wear fitteds. And I was, like, there was, like, mad niggas that was on the snapbacks but never was on the Graybrim fitted. So I was just like, all right. Like, I don't know. It was just, like, niggas wasn't on the gray brim. So I was just like, nah, we gray brim boys. Like, y'all could keep y'all snapbacks and y'all dad hats. We out here wearing fitteds, gray brim fitted. So we gray brim boys.
So at first it was just, like, a term you were just saying.
Yeah,
like,
I just saved it.
So then, how did that turn into you actually making the hat? Like, where did that idea come from?
That's a crazy story. So, you know, with the whole Graybrim boys thing, it was like I always wanted to make it something, you feel me, but I didn't know what. And I always did want to make hats, but I didn't know, you know, how to start. And, like, you know, even though I do use Photoshop and Illustrator, I wasn't that nice enough. I could only sketch my shit out. I don't know how to put it onto digital, you feel me? So that's something I need to learn myself. But I just had a bunch of resources, like, around me that I wasn't using, you feel me? And then, you know, I just kind of started using them. So how I got the idea, it was just a bunch of factors. Like, it was, so one thing with me is I like wearing jerseys and I like wearing hats, but I feel weird wearing a baseball hat with, like, a hockey jersey or a basketball jersey. So I was like, damn, I want a hat for that. Like, you feel me? That's, you feel me? Like,
like not associated,
not associated with, yeah, like any team, so I could wear whatever jersey. And then, so it was that. And then there was like a real ill ass minor league hat that I really fucked with, and they sold out, and like the team stopped existing. So I was just like, fuck that, I'm gonna make my own shit. So I sketched it out, but I made it like my own twist. Like, I made it a world inside, instead of a baseball. And instead of a cobra, I made it like a rattlesnake. And that's how, you know, the first design's like that. Because originally it was gonna be like a, in the shape of a capital D, and the snake was gonna be out, but we changed it inward.
Okay.
Just to like, for aesthetic, just for like the, for the look, it looked better like that. And then that's, so like, I had my boy from Bunker Hill, Aaron Erroneous. No, I don't know his his Instagram, but yeah, I met him in my visual media arts class, and that's when I got in touch with him. And I was just like, yo, bro, I know you're really nice with the shits. I got a couple of sketches I want to show you. And we linked up, and then basically told him all my ideas, like the, oh, I want the back patch to be, instead of somebody hitting a baseball, him smoking, instead of saying World Series, it's World Chiefers. And then kind of go based off like that championship theme and all that shit. So fast forward, you know, to the moment I sketch it out, boom, 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 do that. I go to New York, and I fucking spent all my money like an idiot. And so I was basically essentially stranded in New York on my cousin's couch on my birthday. I had ran out of weed. I was smoking some New York Sour, and I was tight because I was like, damn, this is about to be Reggie. It's about to be my birthday. I smoked this shit with some gas. It hit 12. This nigga Aaron hits me back like, yo, bro, I'm about to send you the email for the, oh shit, I thought I lost the button. I'm about to send you the email for the first drafts. Let me know what you think. Got him. Shit was crazy. Like, it was exactly how I told him how I wanted it. And I was just like picturing, I was just like, yeah, I got my laptop, put it onto the hat. And I was just like, yeah, I gotta do this shit. And then boom, I got like, I don't know what, I think it was like some residue from my taxes that I had left, and I got like a rack.
Oh shit.
Okay. Yeah, that I forgot about. It was like a savings account of a savings account, and I needed to go to the bank to grab it, but I forgot about it. So I was just like, oh shit, grab that. Spent all that money on the first hats and patches. Made my way back to Boston.
Yeah. Oh, so you're doing this all from New York?
Yeah, New York. Oh, yeah. Shit. I was just there, bro. I was just like, fuck.
So were you, like, scared when you made that investment? Because, or did you just, you had a feeling like, nah, these are gonna start moving?
I had a feeling that, I fall, guys. Nah, no bullshit. I had a feeling, because I was just like, I have a good eye, in my opinion. I know what good hats look like. I've been wearing fitteds all my life, so I know what niggas are going to fuck with just based off, like, the fitteds that niggas wear now. So when I made that shit, and I seen it, and I, like, had the decision to pay for it, I was just, it was a no-brainer for me. I was just like, nah, like, especially with the patches, nah, this shit's hard. Like, this shit's going to be fire. I know. Especially because niggas really fuck with like the side patches on hats.
Yeah,
that shit make it look ill. It's like something else that I could look at besides just the main logo and like a small little one, you know. It makes it look like the hat, like I feel like there's too many panels not to use them. So it's just like, if you use it, utilize them properly, it makes it look even iller. Like the purple and yellow LA hat, it got the palm trees on it. That shit's fire. Joe Freshgood shit, his shit is fire. So it's just like me doing the patches, it was kind of like I'm embodying the MLB, but except kind of like that stoner culture, because that's, yeah, another part of of Graybrim Boys as World Chiefers is the smoking aspect. It's like, now, nah, like, Graybrim Boys is, like, kind of, like, the main brand, I say, and World Chiefers is the subsection of that brand. Like, it's a different thing. Like, World Chiefers is the t-shirts. You feel me? Graybrim Boys is just the hats. But it's just, like, everything trickles down from the head up. Or head down, my phone.
Gotcha.
Yeah, hi.
So, were you even surprised when, like, the amount of DMs you were getting from people and you started releasing them and everything? Or, like, how, like, was it a slow thing or, like, a fast thing? Because from, like, the way I saw it look like, it was just like, yo, you put it out and people, it just started moving. People were like, when's the next one?
Yeah, like, honestly, like, when I put out the first videos, it was, like, kind of, like, a okay response. It was just, like, a, you know, a bunch of my friends, you know, which I expected is, like, y'all support me. But, like, really, it didn't really start picking up until, like, after the New Year's. Like, honestly, like, 2019, like, the beginning of 2019. Because that's when I had announced, like, the black and red joints of the snake. And then I still had, like, the black ones, and then I had the black with the red lining on it. So I did mad shit with that, and people were starting to, like, notice. Like, and one thing that really helped, I felt, was getting Christmas in the hat. That shit was crazy. I didn't even know that nigga was going to be there. And then, like, as soon as he wore the hat, he got a DM from some kid, like, oh, what's that hat? And then he put him onto the thing, and I was just like, damn, right there. And then once I posted the tornado, like, that one was crazy, because, like, I didn't think that shit was gonna be fire.
Like, tornado one?
The tornado. It was fire to me. Like, I was like, yeah, this is fire. Like, I can't wait to wear it, but I don't know how people are gonna fuck with it.
Okay.
So I posted that, and then when I got him and I posted the picture, like, that shit blew up. Like, that's when it, like, really, like, with the snakes and shit, that it was, like, you know, like, bunch of local, but, like, tornado, like, I got a crazy response with that. Like, everybody started fucking with that. So, and also, like, just by the way I release them, also, I kind of make it a little bit exclusive, so people want to get it. Like, that exclusivity, like, that's something that the general public and, like, a lot of people gravitate towards. Because, like, think about it. All, like, the shoes that we want them because we can't have them. Like, okay. like lotteries and shit, you know. Like, sneaker raffles and shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. That's why I tell people to pre-order. Because if you don't pre-order, there's no guarantee you're going to get one. And you're going to have to wait mad long. So it's just like,
so then when you get, like, too many people asking for DM, then you just got to restock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that's when I know I'll be like, alright. The plan is to, like, have a big restock and, you know, have a whole pop-up. But that's in the future. That's in the very near future.
Alright, let's talk about, I actually want to talk about the pop-up too, though. Like, how did that pop-up come about for you?
That shit was, it was crazy, you know. Shout out my nigga Dom, my nigga Leafy. Like, he has My Home, My Hell, and, you know, Graybrim Boys. It was kind of, like, the same aesthetic, and then he got in touch with Fort Boston. Shout out them as well. And then it was like, yeah, like, I'm trying to do a pop-up. I was like, yeah, let's do it. He was like, all right, bet, I'm going to talk to the owner. Talked to the owner, he said it was cool. Set up a date, time, boom. It was, like, that easy. It was like, word, fuck it, like, let's get the word out for both of our shits. And it was a success. Like, that shit was lit. Like there was a bunch of, I knew there was gonna be a bunch of people I knew, but there was a bunch of people I didn't know that was fucking with, like, everyone's shit, like mine and his shit. And it was, like, crazy to see that turnout just for, like, the very first time. So that shit was, like, super, super, like, humbling also. Like, it's a work. It's a job, you know. It's a job, actually. It was fun, though. I really fucked with that shit. That's why I want to have, like, keep having more in different places, too. I'm trying to go hopefully LA would have pop up type shit, you know, God willing.
Wow. Damn, so you're already thinking about years in advance for this, the future. Like, you got plans.
Yeah. I got plans. Like, I always think ahead of time. Because, like, yeah, I live in the moment and I enjoy it and I'm super grateful for it. But it's just like, all right, this is, like, another step. Now I got to look towards goals that will take me to the next step and the next step and the next step. So I got to think of, like, everything between. What do I have to do? Like, how do I have to move? Like, what do I have to, how many units? You feel me? Like, I got to think. That's how I think, at least. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, that's just how I've always been. I always think ahead of time. Like,
have you always had this kind of, like, business mindset? Because what you're describing is very, like, to me, when I think about it, it's, like, very business. Like, you're planning things out. You're very, like, methodical. Like, you think about your next steps and, like, but you also got this creative side where you're creating these designs, you're putting together these colors and, like, all of these things.
I mean, like, I wouldn't say all the time. I definitely say I always thought further ahead, not even on some business shit, but, like, for sure, like, in life shit, like, I always think about situations that I'm in. I always overanalyze shit, so that's my thing. So I kind of just brought that to the business aspect, and while I was at Bunker, I was taking marketing courses. Okay. And I was learning a bunch of, like, shit of, like, how to really promote your brand, how to sell units, how to enter a market, all that shit. So, and I still got the book, so I'd still be reading them from time to time. So, like, that's kind of what, like, solidified and made me think like that. Like, was like, all right, if I want to be successful, I gotta move the brand like this and go this way and make sure it's a certain look, you feel me?
Yeah. So to me, it sounds like you just manifest a lot of things. Like, you just be, like, saying it and then you just be trying to make it happen.
Yeah, man.
Because, like, the thing, when I say that, what comes to mind is, like, recently the key thing, I saw your tweet from, like, that shit was, like, the beginning of the year, like, March, I think. And then a couple weeks ago, you get them in a hat and you manifested it. Like, what was that moment like for you?
That shit was crazy, bro. Like, that shit was lit. That shit was fire. Because I didn't even know I was going to have a hat on me when I went to go see him. Because I was supposed to sell that to somebody. But they didn't want it anymore. So I was just like, I had it on me. I was going to go back to the crib. I was already there. So I left it in my boy Oz's whip. Like, after his set, he comes down to the audience, taking pictures, whatever. Niggas ask him, like, yo, what size are you? Oh, 7 3/4. And then we grabbed it, boom, 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 gave it to him. And then I was just like, word, I gave it to him. I hope he wears that shit. And then I seen the, like, I woke up at, like, 10 in the morning with mad notifications. And I was just like, oh, shit, like, this nigga actually wore that shit. Like, that's, like, fire. Because, like, I've been bumping this nigga since, like, 2010. You feel me? Like, no bullshit. He's one of my favorite, like, rappers. Like, he's really the father of this shit. Like, that nigga is nice. So to get him in a hat, I was just like, whoa, like, this is great. Like, that means my shit is actually good if, like, niggas actually wear it. You feel me? So,
yeah, you've been having a couple people wear it. Like, you said Christmas, Key, you had Stiz wearing it.
Oh, yeah, shout out my nigga Stiz, Cousin Stiz, man. That shit also was, like, shout out to him, too. Like, that's kind of, like, where shit kind of blew up a little bit too for me. I mean, you know, I ain't shit yet. Like, GBB ain't shit yet. We to the top though, but you know, he's a fucking great guy, bro. Like, everybody that's been supporting, including him, Christmas, everybody's just like, bro, like, I never asked nobody. I let shit happen naturally. I never went up to niggas and was like, yo, bro, wear my hat. Like, please, like, wear and take pictures. I never did that. I never DM'd nobody talking about, like, yo, I'll pay you to wear my hat. Like, I never did none of that. Everything was natural. Like, niggas actually fucked with it. And that's what, like, really means the most to me is just, like, as a creative, like, knowing that people genuinely fuck with something that you made. It's just, and, like, idea that you had in your head is crazy to me. And it's, like, I'm super grateful for it. Like, wherever this shit goes, like, Graybrain Boys, like, I'm forever grateful for this moment right now, because it's great, bro. Like
damn. So how long has it been since you, the first hat you said, when did the first hat come out? Like, when did the
first hat came out? October 30th, 2018.
Damn, so it's coming up on a year.
10 days, yeah.
So it's been like a year, bro. Like, do you think it's, like, you ever just sit back and think about, like, yo, how crazy it is, all the shit that's happened in the past year just with you making all this shit happen?
Mm-hmm. I think about it all the time. It's just, like, to think how, like, this just is fast, and it's, like, this isn't nowhere yet. It's not nowhere yet. Like, by no means is Graven Boys World Chiefers, like, on a pedestal. Like, nah, it's, like, a growing, it's a growing lifestyle. I don't like to say brand. It's a growing lifestyle, like. Like, people are catching on, and they're seeing the work, they're seeing the actual time that's being put into it, like, the actual care that's being put into it. It's not fabricated, this is not something I, like, made up. Like, this is 100% me. Like this is, like, if you know me, you've met me with a hat on, deadass, with a fitted. And that's a fact. And that's a fact. Unless you know me since high school, obviously I can't wear a hat. But nigga, I was always wearing a fitted.
Yeah, I remember.
Always. Even with my curly hair, I was always wearing a fitted. So, and I love baseball. Niggas know that shit. Fuck the Yankees. And I smoke mad weed. Like, world chiefers, you feel me? We worldwide, even though I've only been to, you know, the furthest I've been to is Dominican Republic, but that's it.
Yeah, but your hats be traveling, bro. I've seen the pictures. That girl that was in Germany, like, different countries, like, people from different countries wearing them and ordering them. Like, how does that feel when you see, like, your hat and it's, like, in a different country? Like,
that's fire. That's lit. Like, when my boy bought a World Chiefers shirt and he took a picture in Tokyo with it.
Yeah,
I'm just that. Like, oh yeah, this is fire. Like, this is lit. But yeah, it's dope. Like, to think that, like, somebody from a different country that doesn't even speak the language I speak fucks with it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just like, it's like, you know, it's a hat. You fuck with it or not. my like, what I like the most is, like, when I see people I don't know wearing my shit, and I'll be like, what? Like, how did you get it? Like, because I basically kind of know everybody that I met them at least once.
When they buy it.
Yeah. Like, when I shipped, it wasn't until I shipped a hat to Cali when I was just like, oh, shit. Like, I've never met this nigga. This is fire. Like, who is this nigga? Like, all right. And then I shipped one to Arizona and fucking New York. I was just like, just like, yeah, that's fine. So just getting the word out there, man. That's the thing. I ain't trying to just stay in Boston. I'm trying to expand.
Now that the new year is coming, what do you see for GBB World Chiefers? What do you see coming? Like, man, what's the next thing you want to manifest?
Be sold in stores. A very exclusive one. I don't want to say the name. And I don't know. Like, have a lot more pop-ups for sure. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just want to keep growing. I want to have at least 7 more hats out by this time next year. So I have 14 in total. So I just want to work towards that and then, you know, accomplish my little goals here and there. But that's one thing. I want to get my shit sold. I want to have a website as well. To have, like, a place where people can actually buy them instead of DMing, so makes it a little more, you know, a little more business-y.
Yeah.
Definitely am gonna have an event in the summer, definitely there will be a Graven Boys event, and it's gonna be like, if you've been to my parties, each of them have gotten better and better and better. It's just I don't know, cause the New Year's Eve party, you wasn't there.
No,
that shit was crazy. It was at JD's crib at the time, bro.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out JD, my dog. But yeah, that shit was crazy, nigga. That there was mad people. Everyone was drunk. But it was ill. So I'm trying to have like an event where it's like people performing and shit. Cause I know mad artists, and I feel like it'd be good, especially for the city, like everyone just coming together and just like making, like just, you know, showing their craft and getting their name out and doing all that shit. So I think that'd be ill.
Yeah, that's what I feel like is happening. Everyone, like, I feel like there's so much shit going on in Boston. I feel like there's just a lot of shit going on in the city. Like, everyone's working on their thing. And I think that's a dope idea, bring everybody together. Like, yo, have this party, have this event. Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah, bro. Like, niggas know me, man. I ain't a negative nigga. I'm positive, man. I love life, bro. Do what you want to do in life. That's your business. Everyone got their own vices. I respect everyone until I feel disrespected. So I'm just here for a good time. I'm trying to see everyone around me, you know, become who they are trying to become, you know, evolving into whatever they're trying to be, you know. Like, that's why I believe in manifestation. Like, you got to talk about, like, it's one thing to talk about what you want to do, but you got to do it. Like, I talk about shit that I'm going to do because I'm doing it. Like, I'm making strides of doing shit. Like, when I started Graven Boys, I said I was going to do it, and I did it. Like, it wasn't no hesitation. Like, I feel like people wait for, like, that kind of validation to start doing shit from people before they even done shit. It's just like, nah, like, what do you have to prove? So that's why it was, like, for me, why I put out so many hats all, like, at once. Because, like, I didn't want to stay stagnant. I wanted to just put them out so people had flavors. Because one thing, like, with the tornado hat, why I did that one, I wanted, like, a mascot kind of theme.
Okay.
So with the snake one, it wasn't, I was picturing it like, yeah, it looks like an emblem, but a mascot couldn't wear that. Okay. Like, how would that look like? You feel me? So with the tornado one, I was like, I want a mascot, boom. With the G, it was just like Graven Boys G. I wanted like that kind of, like the lettered MLB logos, yeah, like that, like the Braves and shit like that, and the Giants and shit like that. To be like Graven Boys, boom. So that's why I did the purple one. The Trident, it was like, again, I wanted another, like, kind of going with the team theme. Like, each of my hats, I want to make them look like it could actually be a team. So with that one, it was kind of like more so like a salute to Ichiro, you feel me? Because he had just retired this year, and I was a huge fan, you feel me? So that's why I did the Trident, because it's like Mariners.
Okay.
Yeah, but I kind of like put my own theme on it. So it can, like with the circle around it, and then it just pops up at you, like, she was dope.
What is your creative process like? Like, how, like, what does it look like for you to come up with these ideas?
I don't know. I kind of just, it just pops in my head. Like, it'd be like, that's why I always keep my sketchbook around. I just get ideas like, oh, that should be fire.
So you could just be like anywhere and just, that,
yeah,
shit.
Most of the time when I'm high as shit at like events or like parties or whatever, I'm like thinking about shit like, oh yeah, that would be fire. Like that's. Like, I was high as shit in the studio. I was sitting next to my boy Melly. It was, shout out Sav, Super. Who else was there? I don't know who else was there. Nesto. Yeah, but we was in the studio, high as shit. I had my laptop on me. And originally, I was going to put the red one G out. But my nigga Melly was like, no, you should make that shit purple. And I was just like, ah, let me try that. And then I showed him. He was like, yeah, that shit's fire. I caught that. And I was like, all right, fuck it. So put that shit out. And then that shit did amazing. Honestly, I hate that shit. I don't like it.
Why?
I don't even have one myself. And I don't even have the black and red shit either. Those are two hats that I don't even own myself.
Damn. Why do you hate it?
I don't like it. I don't know. It's whatever to me. But people fuck with it. Like, that's the cool thing. Like, I was like, oh, shit.
So that just, that make you want to just, like, start throwing out any idea that comes up to you? Because you're just like, you, it sounds like you're just fucking around with it. You're just like, all right, fuck it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, with that one, yeah. Because, yeah, with that one, I definitely did that one. But, nah, I definitely take my time, like, with selecting what I want to put out next and do that shit and how I want to do it. I do everything very meticulously. So, like, when I put, like, releases out, I'll put the pre-sale, like, probably, like, 3 weeks, 2 weeks in advance just to kind of, like, build that anticipation for it. And, like, that sense of urgency, because, like, now people are starting to understand that, like, hey, you know, this shit's still kind of growing. Like, yeah, I could punch out, like, mad of them at a time, but, like, it'd make everyone's life easier if you would just, you know, pre-order. And, you know, I'll have it open for however long, you know. I'll usually have it open for, like, a week, couple days, some shit like that. I always switch it up, depending on the hat. So, for the Astro hat, I only had that shit out for 2 days.
Shit.
Yeah, I wasn't playing with that. Because I know that shit is fire. Like, that when I think it's fire, that's when I know it's going to be crazy. So when I do put out shit like the Purple G, like, that just makes me go harder. Because it's like, oh, if people fuck with that, like, I know what other dope shit I can think of. Like, let me see what else I could do. Like, what's next? You feel me? So that's how I think.
What about these next hats that are coming out?
Charger did the Astro. The Trojan, you know, that was kind of like my spin on like the USC Trojans.
Yeah.
Kind of like my thing on that. And then with the Astros, it was like with the same as the Astro, like my ode to the Astros. But like I had the, my thing is like I always like the idea of like, you know, a shooting star, like, right, like, I don't know, like, I wanted, that's why I added the meteor on it.
Okay.
At the end, yeah, to add that like extra depth too, because when they come in, the meteor is actually gonna be popping out, like, it's gonna be like, you, it pops out from the hat, you feel me?
Okay. Yeah,
it's not flat, like, the star is gonna be flat, but the meteor is gonna pop out.
Interesting.
And the flames pop out too, so it's sick, bro. Like, like, if you've seen my hats, like, if you've actually seen my hats, like, the detail on them is actually crazy, bro. Like, that's what I really take pride in, is like the attention to detail that all my hats have is like ridiculous, bro. Like, that shit really looks like it's coming at you, bro. Like actually, bro. Like, the yellow, that blue, bro, that blue is, that shit pops, bro.
It's just, bro, I mean, I've said it, I've always thought it's creative. Like, all the designs, everything, and now hearing you, like, explain it makes me appreciate it even more. Because I already liked it from the beginning, but, like, I just liked, like, how things come about and talking about it.
Yeah, bro. I fuck with this shit, man.
So when are the new hats coming out?
Pre-orders will be out Halloween. General release to be announced. Probably, honestly, I might just push it back like a month, just because I want to rock that shit before niggas.
What can people expect from GBB?
More fire shit. 2020 is gonna be a crazy year. A lot of shit in the works. A lot more designs, a lot more colors. Gray room girls, you feel me? A lot more t-shirts. I know people fuck with those t-shirts, but there's gonna be way better shit on there too, on t-shirts. Website, events, pop-ups.
Bro, you got a lot of plans for next year. Where can they find you? How can they get the hats?
Instagram, Grey Brim Boys. G-R-E-Y Brim, B-R-I-M Boys, no, with the S at the end. Follow that. Check out the hats. DM me about it. I'll let you know. There's no Twitter for it.
Well, I enjoyed this conversation. I enjoy hearing the backstory, you explaining everything. Like I said, it makes me appreciate it a lot more. I'm excited for what you're gonna do. You already manifested a lot of things. Definitely want to see everything you're gonna do in 2020, and all the design. Yo, I'm excited, honestly. Like I said,
I'm excited too. Cause the shit that I have planned, I can't wait for it. Like I feel like it's gonna be another step, in this shit. Like I feel like it's gonna do a lot better than everything I've done so far. So I'm anxious for the future.
Well, he already has a lot coming, so if you're not following him, better follow him so you can find out. You don't want to be those people that miss out on drops because you're fucking up, you're not even following, you don't know where this information is coming from. He's throwing it all out there for you. Like I said, got your eyes peeled for him.
Yes, Grayburn Boys World Chiefers, 2019, circa 2018, 2020, and beyond, you feel me? All that.
I appreciate you coming.